Down at the tunnel, the head coach of the Beavers, Jim Scanlon. Coach, congratulations. What a finish.
Thanks, Kelly. Yeah, really proud of the group. You know, obviously played a really, really good team. Kerrigan was outstanding, you know, no question about that. But we just kept battling, kept fighting. Group had a lot of energy on the bench. I thought, obviously, we had a tremendous overtime. I thought we got we had three or four grade A's, a couple breaks. And it's just hilarious. So off the timeout, Mac calls it. She goes, I told her, you've got to line up over here, back off a little bit, put Huntsie in front. And so Claire could pull it to you. She goes, yep, I'm going to walk. I'm going to walk around. I'm going to put in the upper corner. Lo and behold, this is exactly what happened. I couldn't believe it. Unbelievable. Yeah, pretty excited for the group. I got to have a little chat with our shot counters because we had more than that. It was just,
That's what I thought.
Paige Beebe walks down in the third period and wires one right at their goalie and no shot on goal. So whatever. That's what happens to us on the road. I didn't think it would happen to us at home.
Nope, I didn't think so either. But when you guys did get shots on goal and it counted, that overtime, 6-2 shots on net in your favor. And I tell you this, that 3-on-3 overtimes have become kind of my favorite part of the game. You guys have played in 5 overtimes so far this season, but that one was probably the most exciting. An incredible play there by Mac Lange. But go back to Kerrigan Dowie. She just seemed like a different player tonight. She was in the zone from the moment she made those first couple of saves. Did you see that too?
Yeah, you know, Kerrigan had a good week of practice. You know, she's had some big wins against Duluth in her career, and I reminded her of that on Wednesday. I said, you've played really well against this team, and she said, yeah, they some good memories. So, she just was playing with confidence. She was tracking the puck really well. Struggled a little bit with rebounds, and we talked about that between the second and third. I said, you got to be a pincushion. That puck's got to hit. It's got to stick. But she was just outstanding. No question. She was a player of the game for us.
46 saves tonight. That is a career high for her. Your team, the shots that they did get on net against Soderberg, the rebounds were coming out, just not in the right position. But talk about what you guys need to do tomorrow to kind of regroup and find a way to get more pucks past her.
Yeah, we talked a little bit about it between periods. I think we just got to move the puck quicker in the offensive zone. Just, you know, get all five. Every time we got the puck, every time we started below the goal line, good things happen. And when we got our defensemen active, good things happen. So it's just important that we do those things. And they've got some big defensemen. And if you try to carry the puck along the wall, they're just going to pin you. And they do a good job of getting second quicks. So then it's tough to maintain possession. So I think we just have to move the puck a lot quicker in the offensive zone. When we do get pucks out, we got to make sure we got some net front presence because I didn't think we did a very good job of that tonight. But, we've just got to continue to work hard to stay above the puck through the neutral zone, be poised in the defensive zone with the puck and get outs when we can.
A quick turnaround tomorrow's game. What do you tell your team to kind of prepare both mentally and physically?
Well, I said you got to enjoy this one, but you got to get a good night's sleep, and let's go for a light skate tomorrow morning and watch a little video. We'll be ready come 4:00.
Coach, congratulations again. We'll see you tomorrow.
Thanks, Kelly.
Head coach Jim Scanlon joining us here in our Paul Bunyan Communications post-game show. We take a break, come back, we wrap things up here, and I got to figure out which player I'm going to talk to for tomorrow's pregame. All that and more. It's the Beavers winning this one 1-0 in overtime against the Bulldogs on the Beaver Radio Network.